to Thriving with a Chronic Illness. I am your host, Smiling Sonia, and I share ideas, tools, and strategies I've learned living with and recovering from recurrent viral meningitis. I've undergone mindset shifts that have helped me move from just living to striving with a chronic illness. I know what it's like to worry about taking extended sick leave or losing a job through chronic illness. I share how you can become financially stable with the peace of mind that you have enough money saved to prepare for those emergencies and cover future financial goals.
Good morning. Smiling Sonia here. It's Tuesday, the 26th of January, 2021. This is me recording my viral meningitis recovery journal. It's been 6 months, just over 6 months since my last attack. This is also where I share my experiences, I guess how I'm living my life to thrive with a chronic illness. And the foundation for me is a financial one. And I advocate having an emergency fund. I'm not a finance advisor. I'm not an expert. All I do is share my own experiences, what's worked for me, what's not worked for me. And like anything, it's always important when it comes to money to get proper advice. Today, I want to talk about, I usually talk from the perspective of somebody with a chronic illness, but I want to talk from the perspective of someone who is with, lives with, or has some kind of care for, maybe. Someone who has got a chronic illness, someone who does become ill. And I'm going to refer to my own experience there. I'm feeling pretty pleased this morning. Pretty pleased. That's the term, isn't it? Pretty pleased. Pretty pleased. Feeling pretty pleased this morning. It's the second morning on my new morning routine. And my morning routines are much the same, really, but I will tweak it from time to time. So I got up this morning, woke up at 6:30, woke up, and I did a workout, started at around 7 o'clock, and I'm out walking. So I've not actually got to the woods yet. I don't usually start recording until I get to the woods, but I thought I'd start recording early. I'm about to get to the road that you might be able to hear it, so I'll, as I always do, so I'll hit the pause button and then reconvene on the other side. Okay, I'm in the woods now. I was actually rereading the transcription of this recording, because I'm using this Otter app. It's got things completely wrong. Maybe I'm a bit muffled because I've got my face mask on. Who knows? Hopefully you can hear me okay. I must check. Anyway, yes, so my morning routine, workout, and then I'm out walking. And I was in bed, lights out, 11. And again, I've not been watching TV right up until I turn my lights out. I do think that makes a difference. Did I have a good night's sleep? I was up several times during the night. However, I'm feeling okay. Oh yes, and what I must say is, I did say yesterday that I had a really good weekend. I felt that I had energy, like normal energy. Yesterday, gosh, I got to the end of the day and switched off my work laptop, and I could really feel the pressure in my head. And I thought, ah, this is why I've been struggling to do my workout straight after work as I have done in the past. So, okay, I know what this feeling's like. And then I did have a support meeting in the evening. It started at 8. Excuse me. Started at 8. I was in bed, 6:30. I watched very little TV, usually watch much more, but I've been listening to a talking book, and I was sleeping. I woke up in time to attend the meeting and then fell asleep during the meeting. I was very tired, very tired. So, yeah, that's interesting. So I'm up today, and I feel okay this morning. Did a very light workout. Right, subject today. So when I'm talking and sharing, it's more really about my experience of having a chronic illness. This morning I remember the time when, with one of my previous partners, they became ill and couldn't work. And so we went from two incomes to one income, really very suddenly. I was listening to a podcast this morning. It's called The Black Millennials and Finances. And it's quite interesting because as I listened to it, the host was saying, he's talking about finances, money from a black perspective. And I thought to myself, well, I guess that's my perspective also. I can't help but talk from a black perspective. I'm also talking from a female perspective, from a gay perspective, from the perspective of someone with a chronic illness, etc., etc. And the particular episode I was listening to was about couples and finances. And I was listening to this couple, and they were talking about when they got together and their attitude towards money, and how that's impacted on, their financial situation. And I thought that, and I think I've talked about this before, with previous partners, not really talking about money. And I made some poor decisions within those relationships, and I ended up getting into debt. But I would say that the most significant point in one particular relationship where we got very deeply in debt related to when that partner became ill. And so it wasn't planned. You know, we did what so many couples do. And that is, you know, you got home together and you're building it together and you're buying things and you don't have enough money to pay for something outright, but of course you can buy things on high purchase, you can use your credit card, and that's been sold to you everywhere. Everywhere you turn. And I remember getting junk mail. And at no point did we ever consider, what if one of us got sick? Now, we had been in a situation where only one of us was working. And so before that partner got a permanent job, and when we got together, they were working sort of sessional, sort of bank work, as they call it. So they didn't have a permanent job, but they did have, they did get work from time to time. And we did get to a point in the relationship, and I guess I was the one that said, well, we do need to have two proper incomes coming in. Especially when we had a child. We didn't budget for the child. The other thing. So, and yes, anyway. So, when my partner got a full-time permanent job, I think what happened was we've been so used to just managing on what was predominantly my income and then dibs and drabs coming in. And then we were a two-income family with this money coming in. And we overindulged. So we moved from, we used to shop in a sort of what we call a cheap supermarket. It was Netto's actually back then, no longer around. But when we found ourselves a little bit more flush, Sainsbury's. So you get the gist. And then, of course, what happens is, excuse me, you want to keep up with the Joneses, I guess. There's that pressure, isn't there? So we didn't consider, at no point did I consider, you know, what if one of us became ill and couldn't work? I think back then, we probably may have thought about what if one of us lost our job. But losing your job and still being physically able to work, oh, this is a bit slippery. Maybe this was a bit of a mistake. Oh, I'm going to go back. Still the snow from the weekend, but it's very icy. Yeah, so as I was saying, I've got to look back. Yeah, so I think in my psyche, if I can think about myself, or subconscious, it's not something, I don't even think I consciously thought it, but subconsciously probably thought, oh, one of us is in our job. Be relatively easy to get another job. And I think back then, it wasn't that hard to find another job. But did not consider, what if we lost a job or had to give up working because we were either physically or mentally unwell, which means we wouldn't then be replacing that income. Yeah, and that's the difference, isn't it? And so we didn't factor that in. So what happened, of course, is we've got very much into this lifestyle, shopping at Sainsbury's, buying things on the credit card, taking holidays, going into our overdraft, and then my partner got unwell, and okay initially, because she was able to get sick pay. You know, something's coming to me now. Now I'm wondering, is this why, for me, I've sort of really hold on to this thing about having an emergency fund, and myself, even though I'm in a job where I do get sick pay for a certain length of time, I'm thinking, but what if my sickness carries on and then I no longer get sick pay? And I wonder whether it stems from this experience. See, when I explore these things, I never know what's going to come into my mind. I never know what connections I'm going to make. So she became ill. And, you know, initially, I mean, obviously being unwell is not a nice place to be. But initially, lifestyle just carried on, really. Just that one of us wasn't physically going out to work. I mean, it wasn't that pleasant, but so. And then, of course, what happens is, carries on. And I can't remember whether she went down to half pay. I really can't remember. But we came to a point where talking about returning to work, and she really wasn't well enough to return to work. And so the discussions with her workplace was about her employment coming to an end. And then of course, it's like, And if I'm honest, if I'm really honest, I remember having the discussion, and my partner then saying, I really couldn't go back to work, really wasn't able to. And I remember a bit panicking inside, thinking, oh, I don't do swearing. How are we going to cope? And we've got a child in nursery, and nursery fees. But of course, one wants to be supportive. And yes, I mean, the decision was yes, of course, you know, because if somebody's unwell, they're unwell. Now, one of the things that happened during that time, though, was we continued to use credit cards, even though our income was slashed. Because we were using credit cards, of course, to pay for groceries. Because when you have things on hire purchase and things are coming out of your account automatically, by the time you get to payday, what's happened is the money that goes in just pays off the overdraft. And so, how do you pay for food, clothes, etc.? That odd takeaway. Yeah. Some very poor decisions made back then, looking back at it. And I would say that most definitely the start of a dark period in my life in relation to finances started then. I'd made some poor decisions before, and I'd been able to turn things around and had promised myself not to use credit cards again. But it's very different when you're in a couple, because it's not just your decision. And yeah, and sometimes if you have different attitudes, can be some conflict, and it can be very difficult. Much easier now. As I say, I have had a period of being single, and so very much sort of have a particular approach to money and going forward, and definitely going forward in the relationship, I know that I would never make decisions that I've made in the past. So thinking now, I think sort of if I look back to that time, what would I have done differently? And most definitely, what I know now is, at the point that my partner then got sick, we should have been thinking about the worst case scenario. And the worst case scenario being that we lose an income. And we should have started cutting back immediately. Immediately. And started to put some money aside. And even if it was, say, a couple of months, 2, 3, 4 months, that would have given us some buffer, definitely. I would have started to have discussions with my creditors at that time as well, or started to do something. Definitely stop spending on credit cards. We're at the road again. I think this is a message to my able-bodied self, gosh, over 20 odd years ago. And a message to you if you're listening to this and you're able-bodied, and you're in a relationship, both of you are able-bodied, and you're working. And for you to think about, what if one of you not just lost your job? And look, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Lots of people have lost their jobs. Lots of people. And it's very acute at the moment. However, if you're well, and of course it's not for everybody, but if you're well and able to work, once the economy starts to settle, there you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to find work. But if you have a chronic illness, every day is a pandemic, isn't it? Really, because you may not be physically or mentally able to get a job. And I suspect as well that there will be some people who've been affected by coronavirus, whether directly or indirectly, for whom their health has changed, maybe temporarily, but maybe for a while. And for some people, it may be a permanent change in their health. Definitely for me, since now 6 viral meningitis attacks, and there was a 20 year gap or something between the first. Oh, now I just slipped. Woo! Be careful. 20 plus year gap between the first and second attack or flare up. My life has been permanently changed. Permanently changed. In so many different ways. And on a daily basis, I'm continuously, every day, before I had that second attack, I just got up every day, did my job. Did my job, and, you know, I would have had some challenges like anybody else, but I just got up, I didn't think twice, did my job. Now, when I get up each day, I don't know how I'm going to be when I log onto my work laptop to undertake certain tasks. I have to be honest, I don't know. And there is that slight anxiety that if I take on too much, if too much stress, I feel a headache, I feel tired, I've got slight neck ache, slight stiffness. Is this a warning? Is this another attack coming? Every single day I wake up, there is a sense of uncertainty. Yep, I put that out there. I was playing a game yesterday and asking, what would you do if? Questions. It's quite funny, actually. And there was a question. What would you rather? So would you rather go back in time and change things? Or would you rather go into the future? I guess the same thing, to change things. And the person I was talking to said they would, without blinking, they'd go back in time to change certain things. They know what they would change. And they would change certain things. And if I'm honest, if I were able to go back in time and change something, one thing, it would be, I would change the reason that I ended up with a recurrent viral meningitis in a flash. In a flash. So, something there to contemplate. Am I happy right now? I am. Am I happy with my life? I am. We're in the middle of a pandemic, but life carries on, and it does. It's a bit like when we lose someone, when someone passes, and you're in the depths of sorrow and grief, and it feels a bit surreal because you're going around with this heavy cloud and you're looking at everyone else and they're just getting on with life and they're just carrying on. Now, in the middle of this pandemic, we're all being affected. We're all being affected. As humans, we're all being affected. When I go out on my walk and I'm walking through the woods, and I'm looking at nature around me. Nature around me is just carrying on. It's just carrying on. The life cycle is just carrying on. And maybe that's what I get out of it, the walking and I suppose this mindfulness thing of just stopping, taking a breath in. I had to do that yesterday. Something happened at work. I may talk about it at some point in the future. And it does relate to feeling of being undermined. I think I might talk about that at some point. I may have talked about it a bit before, but something happened yesterday and I had to stop and just take a breath in. And when I stopped and took a breath in, it immediately just changed my perspective on the situation. I guess I just focused on me for a moment. For that split second moment, I connected with my own life force, I think. Took a breath in. Doing it at the moment as I'm talking. That's life. I'm alive. And maybe that's something I do as well with the whole chronic illness thing. I take a breath in. I'm alive. I can move my feet. I can move my legs. I'm mobile. There's a lot in my life that I can be thankful for, and that I am thankful for, and I am grateful for. That might be a good place to stop. What do you think? Yeah. As usual, thanks for hanging out with me this morning. I hope I'm not too muffled. Yeah, some things to think about. Some things for me to think about. And I usually do continue thinking about stuff that I put in this journal. Okay. You take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Hey, Smiling Sonia here, your host at Thriving with a Chronic Illness. Now be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on the next episode. Now if you liked what you heard today, be sure to visit my website, smilingsonia.com, to learn more about how I can help you build an emergency fund.